Welcome back to Top Tier Sports. I'm your host, Lucas Kaser, joined by co-host, Mr. Kyle Maschke. We are here to present you our hot takes and some of the user hot takes for the 2019 NFL season. And we have some Kareem Hunt and latest Antonio Brown talk. Let's kick it. All right, so Antonio Brown, about, I'd say, an hour ago, decided to put a video up on Twitter, basically saying goodbye to the Steelers organization, and then he later demanded a trade from the organization. So we've talked about it a lot before, like kind of where we think he's going to go and all that stuff, but he's finally taking the step towards doing that.
He's out.
He's done, I guess. I mean, now he just kind of has to wait around till a team makes a bid. And it'll be interesting to see what his worth is, I guess you could say, because I feel like it's just going to be a bidding war. Because, I mean, who wouldn't want Antonio Brown? I feel like every team could use him, really.
He makes any team better. That's for sure.
Yeah.
He's one of those players.
So, I mean, now he's got to kind of sit back and, like we said earlier, just sit back and wait and see what happens. And now the bidding war will start, and I'm assuming it'd probably be, I want to say before the combine, but I'm not really for sure. Because it could be like a draft thing too, like draft pick swaps and stuff like that. So
yeah, I don't know when he's going.
So yeah, I guess we'll see.
It's hard to pick. Like hard to decide.
You know, yeah. Kareem Hunt yesterday got signed, to the Cleveland Browns. Kind of an interesting destination, kind of an unexpected destination, I guess you could say. John Dorsey, who drafted him in the Chiefs organization, probably just kind of thought he could give him a second chance. He signed a one-year deal, but he did sign a player type option to make him restricted for another year if he does play a lot. Personally, I think that they're just signing him to trade him, in my opinion.
Yeah, they wanted to get him back in the league.
So give him like a two or three, because, I mean, he'll probably get what, like 6-game suspension?
Yeah.
Then he'll play like 3 games. Say he gets, what, 12 carries a game if he splits, which I'm assuming he would
take. They don't even need him.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no matter what the situation in a game is, Trouble always finds the end zone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think they literally are getting him just to move him before the trade deadline. And he has a friendly contract, too, so a team would give him, a team that the running back tears their ACL or something, toss him a first-rounder or a second-rounder for Hunt. But I think if the decision to sign him was to trade him, I think it was a great decision. But I don't really know. I can't really see them running a split backfield, I guess, with those two, because they're kind of like Chubb and Hunt are kind of the same running back.
Yeah, Hunt needs the touches. I don't like Hunt like splitting carries.
Yeah, I like Duke Johnson in that role, but I don't like Hunt. So I think, I think they're doing it to trade him. I don't see a three-headed running back system with a team that could barely win games in the last 3 or 4 years.
They won games last year.
Or I guess years before that.
A team
that struggled to win in the past. I guess a losing dynasty. I just don't see them like trying to incorporate three-headed running back system like the Patriots.
Yeah, they might as well run high school football for the whole time.
Like the Rams did. They got a good second place, first loser. Okay, so like I said, we have some hot takes. I have 5, Kyle has 4, and then we got some user input through Twitter and just like our friends and et cetera to just kind of like total NFL takes. So there wasn't like a specific like team, player, whatever record. So I guess we can start off. We'll start off with mine and yours. We'll just alternate. So my first one is the same Final Four in the AFC last year, which was the Chargers, Colts, Chiefs, Patriots. To me, I don't really see another team making a step into this Final Four. I'm trying. Maybe the Texans. That's really the one you make it think of.
Oh, no way.
If they sign the running back or, like, if they – I don't know. I mean, they were close last year, obviously.
They were a mediocre team.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, they might be the top four. I mean, I don't know. I think the Chiefs and Patriots and Colts are definitely going back. And I think...
Yeah, I
think maybe the Chargers and Texans could swap.
I don't know. I think the Colts are, like, the last one. For me, personally, I think the Colts are, like, fourth on that list. Cause
Chargers, Colts can kind of be interswapped. I just see Chiefs and Patriots going back for sure. I mean, so I think they're going to be the one and two, no doubt. Steelers, you could say maybe, but without Antonio Brown, who knows? Because if Juju can handle the load as a number one. I just think maybe Texans, if they sign someone big, like a running back or another receiver, maybe. I don't know. I just think those four teams are going to remain dominant in the AFC.
That's sort of the thing with the Texans, though. I don't know what they need. Because, like, their defense is super good.
They need to stay healthy.
Their offense is good. They just don't.
They need Will Fuller full-time.
True. Will Fuller, yeah.
Lamar Miller's a viable running back, but I think if they got...
I love Lamar Miller.
But if they got, like... I don't know. I think one of them is, like, Le'Veon Bell is one of the predictions. Like, if they got Le'Veon Bell, that would be crazy. Like...
Oh, it'd be wild.
Yeah, but I don't know. Because the whole target share thing with Hopkins and, like, Bell and Fuller and all, I think a tight end would help them, actually. They don't really have a tight end, like a solid tight end, like a Jesse James, the free agent, or like Cameron Brate, or like someone like that.
Yeah.
Kind of an under, or they draft tight end, like Noah Fant, that'd be crazy too. Then you can give your first one, we'll just alternate.
So mine are Cowboys and Patriots Super Bowl. Tom Brady coming back next year, he will obviously be in the Super Bowl because that's what he does. And
he'll probably.
The Dallas Cowboys are new offensive coordinator, same great team.
Great team. I don't know. I mean, I think Patriots, they're probably going to be the best bet to return. I mean, Cowboys, I think, are close. I think they need some receiver help outside of Cooper. I don't know. I mean, their defense stepped up a lot last year. Their O-line's still going to be good. It's not like they're going to change Dak and Zeke at all. So I think
We're going to draft
receiver.
More help. No, we want defensive help first. Our defense was good.
Your defensive backs are solid, I think.
Yeah, even though starting this year they wouldn't start on any other team in the NFL, they produced. I'll give
that's
them
true.
That.
They guys had a good year.
So, but I don't know if they're going to like keep up the pace. I hope. I just think now it's coming down to like play calling. Play calling needs to be better. So, Kellen Moore stepping in.
Yeah, it's true.
Boise State.
He kind of fits, like, the whole underrated quarterback, like, Dak, I think, like, mentality.
Think Kellen Moore would be great.
I think that could help.
Granted, that prediction's a little bold, saying the Cowboys Super Bowl. It's a little bold, but it's possible. It's not, like, saying, like, the Jaguars Super Bowl.
That's true. These are hot takes, though, so, I mean... I guess I can counter that one as my number two. I think I put Eli Manning will lead the Giants to the playoffs. And I don't know. I don't see the Giants taking a quarterback, to be honest. I see them trading out of the – just trading down, I guess. Like trading out of the quarterback sweepstakes, which I guess you could say the top 10 probably. I could see like the Redskins trading out, the Dolphins. I could see the Jaguars trying to move up three picks. Where I think the Giants really, the quarterback is not should not be their target in this year's draft. I think they should just work on bettering a team. Because, I mean, Saquon put up those numbers with that trash of a team. Like, imagine what they could do if they added, like, two or three more O-line, kept them healthy. Like, they have OBJ, Shepard, Ingram. Their defense does need work, though, I'll say that. But I think they could sneak into the wild card. I don't know if they're going to win the division, but I could see Eli Manning sneaking in that last wild card spot.
I've been a very, a fan of Eli Manning. Like, everybody bashes him a whole bunch. I don't think he's a terrible quarterback.
He won him two Super Bowls, so I don't know why everyone's bashing him.
Yeah, I think he's mediocre, like, middle of the line. He'll win. He's not going to, like, go out there anymore and, like, win the game for the team. But
I think they should build a team. The whole team and then bring a quarterback into that team.
I think they'd be wasting a pick if they took like
Haskins or what's he going to do compared to Eli? Like, he's going to have to throw the ball just as much, and it's not like he's going to make the defense any better.
Exactly.
Your number two.
My number two, AB to the Niners. We've talked about this for...
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, I think that's part of it. He wants to go there. Obviously, he's made that, like, clear. He wants, or not clear, I guess, but, like, he made that. That's a top destination for him.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of a cop-out pick to say, like, AB to the Niners. Yeah. Just because, like, that's the easiest one, but...
I think we'll have to wait and see the trade, like, the value for him, I think. Like, with it, because I don't know if the Niners would be willing to toss a first at him. Because they're still, like, I mean, they're in, like, I think the Niners are in, like, prime rebuild mode right now, and they wouldn't want a 30-year-old receiver for a first-rounder.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Because, I mean, it'd be interesting to see.
Well, I think they'll give a first-rounder if they think they can, like, win now with him.
But, I mean, they could, with Jimmy G coming back. McKinney coming back, yeah.
They're going to be like, no, because we still have, like, a young team. So
the team I'm scared is going to get him is the Patriots. That's because, I mean, if you say the price of a first-rounder, who are the Patriots really going to draft at 32?
Exactly.
Like, I think they could be like, hey, we'll give you our first-rounder and, like, a third next year or something just for insurance or something. Like, that'd be so scary with him. Edelman, maybe Gronk, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. Yeah, I know. Like, it'd be another Super Bowl, which is scary to see. But I think not. Yeah, like you said, Niners is kind of like the default go-to in this scenario. My number three has to do with the draft. I said that Dwayne Haskins, Kyler Murray, and Drew Lock will all go top 10. Kind of like I was saying with the Giants. I mean, I think... Sadly, I think the Broncos are for sure taking a quarterback at 10. I feel like they made that kind of obvious. I think Haskins won't fall lower than top 10. And I think the Dolphins will trade up for Murray or the Jags. It's going to be kind of like last year where Baker got taken one and every team just traded to get into the quarterback sweepstakes. Like teams like the Redskins, Dolphins, Jags, Broncos, I think all need a quarterback. And they're all sitting in a decent spot where they could swap picks and maybe add in a second rounder or something with a team like the Giants.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's a good assessment.
I just don't think any of those quarterbacks – I don't want the Broncos to take a quarterback, but I think they're going to. Yeah, and I don't want them to. It's kind of like the whole Giants thing. Like, it's just not the time, I don't think. Your number three?
So my number three is Demaryius Thomas is like Dez Bryant part two. So basically – just got cut or released, whatever you want to call it.
I think Brian got, yeah.
And has the Achilles injury in the last week of the season. I'm thinking nobody signs him. I'm thinking he just goes this year, or at least, and maybe not the whole season, but it's going to be a while.
Until Dez did get signed and then got hurt again.
I just think like that injury in the last week of the season is going to scare some people away.
And that would have been interesting to see Dez Bryant on the Saints if you think about it now.
Oh, my God. It wouldn't have been
amazing. That'd been awesome. I guess I'm kind of like counter that. I guess my number four is I put Demaryius Thomas get signed by the Patriots. So kind of like arguing it a little bit, I guess.
Every receiver that is up for grabs, Kacer just automatically says they're going to New England.
It's scary to think. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I just think about, like, teams like Josh or players like Josh Gordon, like Cordarrelle Patterson.
Scores touchdowns,
yeah. Like, I mean, the thing is the Patriots, too, Hogan, Patterson, and Dorsett are all free agents. And I don't think any of those are going to sign back. I think Gronk's leaving. Like, they're going to need to find weapons, and I don't think they're going to use their draft capital on it. Because the Patriots really never have drafted receivers, I feel like.
They never, like, draft anybody, like, any big name.
Like, Michelle was – like, that was, like, the first time in a while. Like, they, like, went for an offensive playmaker, I felt like.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And obviously it worked. But, yeah, I think the Patriots could be, like, I don't know. I mean, their whole, like, they just take these, like, no-name players and just kind of make, like, Edelman, Super Bowl MVP. Like, any other team, he'd be awful. Like, you would not put up those numbers even close. So I don't know. I could see the Patriots just throwing like a $3 million or like a $4 million offer and then just making in the receiver two or three, which would be crazy. Your last one, number four.
My last one is the Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens, everybody's favorite team this year. All of a sudden, everybody's supporting them. The Ravens go 4-12. Very blunt about it, but I think they won games with Lamar. Jackson and
their defense is nuts, though. So I mean,
their defense is nuts, but I'm thinking people are going to figure out, like, okay, so people know how to stop Lamar Jackson now.
Yeah, sure.
Let him, make him throw the ball. They showed it in the playoffs. What do? He completed three passes through the first three quarters.
Yeah, and that was like a prime, like, Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram off the edge. Like, he really couldn't go anywhere.
Exactly. Like, you just contain him in the pocket. Don't let him run.
Yeah, sure.
Make him throw the ball. And he loses games bad.
Yeah, they're kind of sending a, I guess you could say, like, Broncos situation where, like, they need to draft receivers. But, like, there's so many receivers in this draft that I feel like they can mess it up big time. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, I could see 4-12 because, I mean, yeah, their defense is good, but
4-12, like 6-10, like somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah, I
can
definitely see that because, I mean, if you figure out how to stop them, like, I don't even know how many points they scored in that Chargers game.
They made a big comeback.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Because they made a comeback at the end, but they still lost. But for the first three quarters, they were down by, like, 20-something.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, that's viable because, I mean, if they figure out how to, I mean, not necessarily stop, but slow down Lamar Jackson. Like, he was averaging, like, 100 rushing yards a game, and they were barely pulling out wins against, like, any team. Like, I mean, good teams and bad teams. But, yeah, that's definitely a solid one. My last one, before we go into the user ones, is Akeem Butler. If he gets drafted, which, I mean, he will get drafted, rookie receiver will finish top 10 in receiver yards. This one's kind of bold because it kind of depends on where he lands, in a sense. But his run after or yards after catch and run after catch is unreal. He's basically just like literally get a ball in his radius, he'll catch it. Like, I don't know who he's going to go to. I mean, I would like to see him like on the Packers or something or even the Ravens. Or like, but I just feel like a team's just going to use that advantage to his run after catch. And just, I mean, he's kind of like a Julio part two, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I don't know about top 10.
That's kind of bold, but
I mean, it's bold, but I think, excuse me, I think he'll have a big impact.
Especially yeah, where would it, yeah,
With Rodgers throwing him the ball.
That'd be crazy. I mean,
it's going to be fun to watch.
The combine's going to set apart receivers. I think we said, we've talked about that before.
Oh, I said Rodgers throwing him the ball. I was thinking of Alan Lazard for a second. You're talking about Akeem Butler.
Yeah.
I thought Lazard, because that's what I said. Rodgers throwing him the ball.
It'd be cool to see them two on the same team. Or I don't even know if Lazard's still under contract, but he was on the Packers.
That was the biggest mess up I made in a long time.
All right, so those are our I mean, we could probably think of a ton more hot takes, but we decided to narrow it down to 4 to 5. So now we have some user hot takes that we're going to I'll say the user, say what they said, and then we can kind of talk about it. So the first one coming from at Cole Corey 32, one of our friends, he stated that the Cowboys will draft Akeem Butler, speaking of him. And he stated that the Cowboys will make the playoffs, but basically not enough to get you a Super Bowl, I guess. Yeah, I mean, like we said, Cowboys need receivers. I think they need a big-time playmaker to make teams not double coverage Amari Cooper. So I think Akeem Butler would be a perfect second-round target for him. And with him and Cooper and Zeke, that'd be pretty scary, a trio. And now Colby's is a free agent. I'm going to think Gallup.
Yeah, Gallup.
I think that'd be a step in the right direction to going towards the Super Bowl.
And in my opinion, like, red zone offense for the Cowboys is usually, like, very, like, lackluster.
Mm-hmm. It's usually Zeke. I mean,
yeah, you know. If Zeke can't pound it in, then it's like we're screwed because we don't have that guy that's going to go up and –
yeah, which was Dez. Which was literally Dez, yeah.
Yeah, so I think Akeem Butler can go up and get that ball.
Yeah, because Cooper's
more like he's just quick. Like, we can throw him.
Cooper reminds me of Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Kind of like just a little playmaker, but he's not going to go up like Hopkins and, like you said,
Moss somebody.
Yeah.
So I think Akeem Butler would fit so well, mm-hmm. especially in the red zone. Just
like Moss. He probably is the best fit there. But, I mean, we'll see what the Cowboys do.
Well, we don't have a first-round pick, so.
That's true. I said, like, I can see, because I've seen some mocks where Butler's sliding in round one or some where he's falling to, like, 3 or 4. Because, I mean, no one knows how the receiver, like, pattern is going to go because there's so many different, like, types of receivers that are all ready for the NFL. sorry about that. The next one is from at Raiderway83. He is one of the sports writers with me. Unwrapped Sports. He said there's like surprise team for the NFL is the Buccaneers, and the NFL MVP next year will be Carson Wentz. So I guess we're going to start with the surprise team. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers getting Bruce Arians. The whole Ryan Fitzmagic era is going to end. Is he a free agent, Deshaun Jackson?
I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah, I'm not for sure. But surprise team, I think they need a running back big time.
Yeah, for sure. They've always needed a running back, though. But they like to throw the ball.
Because they don't run back. I mean, I was actually thinking about it in our running back thing we did. Like, Tevin Coleman could go there. Now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's like a receiving back.
Any of, like, the like Yeldon, Coleman, Bell, like, they could fit in there real nicely. And that would, and if, like, you could get a running back that, like, would draw defenders to stay in the box, like, their passing game would be even more elite with Mike Evans, O.J. Howard, Godwin. I don't know if Deshaun Jackson's a free agent or not. But
I'm 100% sure. I don't think so. I haven't heard about him.
I don't even know. But, yeah, with Bruce Arians coaching experience, yeah, I like that. Surprise team, Buccaneers. They weren't that bad last year. I think they were 6 wins, 7 wins, or...
I think they were less than that.
Really?
I think they were five.
I feel like they were in more games, maybe, but...
They were in games. They just didn't pull them out.
True.
I think his next pick is absurd.
MVP to Carson Wentz. I don't know if he's an Eagles fan. He didn't give me a background on that one.
Absurd.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, he was in the race 2 years ago when he got hurt.
He is the most injury-prone quarterback in the NFL. So that I can't stand Carson Wentz. I think the Eagles are dumb for keeping him.
You're also a Cowboys fan. Oh, yeah.
I'm a Cowboys fan. So
well, they didn't really keep him. They tried to tag him Foles, but Foles bought it out.
Yeah, no, I get that. But, like, what I'm saying is, like, why not trade Carson Wentz? Foles obviously going to go somewhere else now. But Carson Wentz, man, too injury-prone for me.
Mm-hmm.
He gets hurt this year probably again.
Man, they made their decision. I mean, yeah, if he stays, like, completely healthy, he can make a case just because, I mean, he's pure talent. He's a stud when he plays, but, yeah, the injury part's kind of concerning because he might, like, sit out a game or two, which would just throw him out of the MVP race right there. But, yeah, hot take right there. The next one is from at Taver_13, my stepbrother. He gave me a lot of them, actually, but I narrowed it down to, he said, Le'Veon Bell to the Texans, Jets, or Colts, and OBJ gets traded. Yeah, so Le'Veon Bell, no one really knows. I feel like there hasn't been any, like, leaks or hints to where he wants to go.
No, yeah, he's silent about it. Not really. Well, was he, though? Because, like, last year he was tweeting it.
Yeah, right. But Texans and Jets, I think, are for sure a destination. The Colts is a little – I thought maybe he would go there, like, more towards the whole, like sit-out thing or whatever you want to call it. But then the way that I saw the Colts, like, use their running backs in the playoffs, I don't really think they're going to sign anyone big just because they use – I mean, Mac proved that he can be a starter, and then they have Nyheim Hines – and Jordan Wilkins. But, yeah, I think their focus is on receivers, too. They're not really focused on running backs.
Does that mean their receivers are not the greatest?
If I had to pick one team right now, I'd say Jets is where Le'Veon Bell's going.
Me, too.
I think that's where he's going to go. The second part, OBJ gets traded. There's been rumors.
I don't think it happens.
I mean, if they take a franchise QB, no way. He gets traded. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think – I don't know what teams would give for him because his contract is huge.
I mean, it's massive.
And then, I don't know. I mean, what would you ask for a guy like that? Like, I mean, he's a stud when he plays.
It's like an Anthony Davis trade. You have to trade your whole entire team for him.
Your whole future. Yeah, but
– It's bold.
It's bold. And we go to the next one. We have four more. At Everyday FFB, so Everyday Fantasy Football, responded to our tweet with Mike Williams, top 15 fantasy wide receiver. Yeah, I think like Tyrell Williams is leaving this year. Well, most likely he's a free agent. I don't see him signing him back.
Which Mike Williams are we talking about?
The one from Clemson.
Okay.
The one on the Chargers.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think he had a breakout year you could qualify it as last year. caught double-digit touchdowns, I believe.
He had 10.
Yeah, for being the receiver 3. Like, I didn't look at, like, what his snap rate was, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't that high. But, yeah, like I said, Tyrell Williams is leaving. That kind of leaves up a lot of, like, playmaking opportunities for another receiver, and I think they have it right there in Mike Williams. So, yeah, that could be bold. That'd be kind of like a Keenan Allen. The Keenan Allen Williams would be like a Juju Antonio Brown type situation.
For sure.
And they do throw the ball a lot, too. So
Mike Williams, he did have a really good year, especially towards the end.
Yeah, that's when he started to, like, hit it. Because he was catching a touchdown a game for a while.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
And the next one is from @BenRocha _ capital B and R. He's a Colts fan, so he's saying Colts go 11-5.
I think that's a fair
assessment. They had 10 wins this year.
Yeah.
And they were still kind of 10.
Or would they have
9? I think 10 because they won that last game in the regular season. But yeah, if boy, he pulls it
10
up.
10-6.
Yeah, so they were 10-6, kind of still figuring things out. With Andrew Luck coming back, the running back situation. But yeah, that's very, that's a solid bet. I mean, they have Leonard and Quentin Nelson sophomore year. Like, they're still young. And I think they're going to address the receiver situation. So, yeah, 11-5, solid guess. The next one is from @DrakeReed _. Another Le'Veon Bell prediction. Le'Veon Bell to the Ravens. I've seen plenty of Le'Veon Bell to the Ravens talks. I think this one is going to determine more what they approach in the draft. I think if they just hit receivers really hard and not think about a running back when there's a lot of second round running back talent, I think they could potentially make a run for him. But I still think Mark Ingram is going to go there. So I don't know. And you said Jets, so really it's not.
No, the Jets are Jets are mine.
Yeah, I don't. Hey, this one's matching yours. Oh no, sorry, Chiefs Cowboys Super Bowl, not Cowboys Patriots.
I almost did Chiefs Cowboys too, but Tom Brady's coming back, so I can't.
Oh, okay.
I can't vote.
Well, then this next one is Kyler Murray to the Patriots. So I feel like Drake's trying to kind of lean in on the whole Brady's going to surprise retire, and they're going to start the rebuild. We're done.
Yeah, we are not sounding hot.
Right. All right, we got one more chance. But yeah, so Drake's basically predicting that Le'Veon Bell signs in division, Tom Brady retires, Chiefs Cowboys Super Bowl. So we'll see how that one goes. And the last one is from @J_Care95. He said, Jermaine cursed the Packers. So he got a little – I mean, it's pretty bold, I think. Because, I mean, people probably didn't think about, like, the low-end free agent receivers the Packers could get. But, I mean, I could definitely see a fit for Jermaine Curse there.
Oh, me too. I just never had it in my mind about Jermaine Curse.
But, yeah, so,
what's he going to do this offseason?
Packers, they love having depth at receiver. I mean, Cobb is this kind of injury prone. So, I mean, yeah, I could see Curse coming in. He's pretty old and filling in the Cobb role. But, yeah, so those are all of our – not all of ours and the user's hot takes that we have for the next NFL season.
Next episode.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing for the next episode, but it'll be probably out on Thursday or Friday. As always, you can check us out on Twitter @SportTier, capital S, capital T. And we'll see you next time.